Today's daf in Yerushalmi Brachot is daf Lamed Aleph. We're holding right at the top of the daf. So, because we had mentioned that Rav had requested that his tallit be brought to him when the Shemesh was Berosh HaIlanot, and that way he would be able to stav mincha before Shkia. But now, we find that Rav was dafka makbid to daven at a different time. So, Rav kerebi Yehuda, and inta b'dine kerabbanan, let Rebbe Yehuda mod, Rav used to daven mincha before plag, like Rebbe Yehuda, by saying that, well, if I go and daven mincha the way the Rabbanan say, which is after plag, which was exactly what he was doing when he said, on Yom Kippur, bring me my talit, then let Rebbe Yehuda mod, and Rebbe Yehuda won't agree that this is a good time. He's according to him, you're not allowed to daven mincha this late. Whereas on the other hand, if I do it according to Rebbe Yehuda, so I certainly can't go wrong because I have Rabbanan mode. Rabbanan mode, you could certainly daven before the plaga mincha, so therefore it's better that I should be yotze boshitot. So how do we explain the maisa that happened on Yom Kippur? Well, there's only one explanation. That is, that the story never happened as told, but that, as you would have suspected, the din of Rosh HaIlanot was a reference to Ne'ila, and it was for Tfilas Ne'ila and not for Tfilas Mincha, which leads us directly into the next question. Minayin l'Ne'ila. Where exactly do we get the idea that there is a Tfilat Ne'ila for Yom HaKippur? Omer Rabbi Levi, because it says, Gam kitarbu tefila hineni shomea, yedechem damimileu, which is mashma, that if it wouldn't be that yedecha damimileu, so then the more Tfilah there is, the more of a chance there is of it being mikubal. So that there's an inyan of being mosif as much as possible. And since Yom HaKippurim is the day in which you're hoping for kapara, the more that you daven, the greater the possibilities are of being answered. Now, there's a stira here. There's a stira here in Rabbi in Levi, because Tama Nomer Rabba Reder Papi and Rabbi Yeshua the Sichni Mishem Rabbi Levi, that when it says in Mishle, Bechol Etzev Yem Mutar Udvar Sefatayim Ach Lemachsor, everything that a person does and invests himself into, there is an advantage for him, and there's ultimately profit in it. But something that has to do just to speak and move your lips, that doesn't get you anywhere, because the more you talk, the more likely you are to mess up by saying the wrong thing. And so too, we find that Chana Al Yedei Sheripta B'Tfilah Ketzra B'Yamav Shel Shmuel. By her talking and thinking that she was going to get a better deal, she ended up messing up Shmuel's life by cutting it off short. Because what did she say? She'amra, after she brings Shmuel, she wants to bring him to the Mishkan, she says, V'yashav sham ad olam. Now, what does olam mean? Well, obviously she didn't mean that he should live forever. So what she meant was the concept of olam as it would apply to him. But the olam of a Levi is only chamishim sham. And if that's the case, so when she said Ad Olam, she was saying that the yeshiva should only be up till that point. And because of that, Shmuel was nifter after those 50 years, after she brought him. What do you mean? But it was 52 years. Yes, after she brought him, says the Gemara. Point of here is, his lifetime was 52 years, but as Rabbi Bon says, look, she didn't bring him right away. There were 2 years that she had him and until she finished nursing. So over there, it wasn't Adolam. That didn't count. And only when she brought him up, then she said Adolam. In any event, it turns out that Reb Levi here is saying that it's not such a good idea to keep talking. And over here he says, well, the more the merrier. So how do you explain that? And says the Gemara, the Amra ken liyachid. Well, just because Reb Levi said that you don't want to speak as an individual, where the tefillah is basically being created by you as it goes, does that mean that he would say the same thing for a tzibur? I mean, obviously, first of all, the tzibur is kavua. And secondly, you have a tremendous sense of awe because of the tzibur, and people are not going to stomp babble. And thirdly, there's a source of a tzibur to prevent such ta'uyot. Rebbe Chia, b'shem Rebbe Yochanan, and Reb Shimon ben Chalafta, b'shem Rabbi Meir, says that it says Vayaki hir betal yitpalel lifnei Hashem mikan shekol amar be'tfilat na'ana, that Davkit Chana herself, that the posik learns or teaches us that that is the makor for the more tefillah, the better. So therefore, it makes sense that we should learn it in the way that Levi was saying it, even in Chana, and not to take from Chana a reason not to be mismalo. Getting back to Ne'ila, when is Ne'ila? Ematai. In Ne'ilah, Srabona dekisari namrin itbalgun Rav and Reb Yochanan. There's a machlokas Rav and Reb Yochanan. According to Rav, the time for Ne'ilah is b'ne'ilat sharei shamayim, after the doors, so to speak, to the heavens close, which is basically after the sun sets. Reb Yochanan says it's b'shat Ne'ilah, but which Ne'ilah? Ne'ilah sharei ha'echal. And that was done after the menorah was lit, before it was actually dark. So the Ne'ilas of the Shar of the Heichal could be, and this is basically the way some Rishonim learned, that is the shir that Rav mentioned earlier, that we mistook for Mincha. The shir is Kishachama Barosh HaIlanot, which is the famous shir of Ne'ilah, which is about a half an hour before Shkia. There are others who say that Ne'ilah Shararei HaMikdash is the equivalent of Shkia, but that would mean that Ne'ilah starts after Shkia. And the Maisa we pass, and then we can start Ne'ilah from already the Plag HaMincha. Omer Reb Yudin Antir Deya. So Reb Yudin, who hails from Anatot, is quoted as saying, Matnita Misaya'a L'Rab Yochanan. We have a raya from the Mishnah to Reb Yochanan, who says, Ne'ilat Shari Hechal. Because it says in the Mishnah in Ta'anit that B'Shlosha Prakim HaKohanim Nosim Et Kapehen Arba Pamim Bayom. There are three times in a year where the Kohanim do Nisiyat Kapayim four times in one day, in Shachris, in Musaf, in Mincha, and in the Ilat Sha'arim. What are those four? What are those three times? Ita'aniyot. So wherever there's a Gezeras Tzibur for the Minyas Geshamim, so over there we have a din also of four tefillahs. And Bema'amadot, and that is the time where we have that special Ma'amadot of Yisrael on their Korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, where they had special brachos and special tefillahs. And Biyom HaKippurim on every Yom Kippur for everyone. So there is a din also of these four tefillot. Now, is it possible to learn Yitlach Meimah Ne'ilat Sha'arei Shamayim Bayom? Doesn't it say over here that the Kohanim are Nosim Kapehem four times Bayom? If you're talking about Ne'ilat Sha'arei Shamayim, then it would be already at sunset. And sunset definitely, or perhaps even later. So it wouldn't be called Bayom. I mean, the meaning of Ne'ilat Sha'arim is that the Shamayim is no longer responsive. It's probably after Tzeis. I mean, certainly after Shkia already, you wouldn't be able to be Nosit Kapayim. Therefore, must be that Rabbi Yochanan, who says that Tefillat Ne'ilah is still before Shkia, and it's while the Sha'arei Heichal are being closed, is much more reasonable. Achoy de'ima d'Rav Ada havitzayir gulte d'Rav b'tzoma Rava. So Rav Ada, the uncle, as we saw before, Rav Ada, he was the one that took care of Rav's talis on Yom Kippur. And remember that Rav said to him, Katechemishim shabareish dikli, when you see the sun up in the top of the tree branches, Tavili gulti denitzali ne'ilat sha'arim, bring me my talit so I can say ne'ilah. So this seems to be a problem, because machla vashitate to Rav, we seem to be contradicting here what Rav says elsewhere. Tama'an, when he was arguing with Rabbi Yochanan, he said that this man of ne'ilah is ne'ilat sha'arei shamayim, which means there certainly is not going to be any sun in the trees. But over here, v'chal, amar b'ne'ilat sha'arei echal like Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rav Matna, because of the fact that Rav used to spend a great deal of time saying the Tefillat HaAmidah, so in his Tefillah, it was already the time for the Ne'ilat Sha'arei Shamayim. And basically, according to Rav, you're supposed to complete your Ne'ilah with Ne'ilat Sha'arei Shamayim. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, you're supposed to complete the Ne'ilah with the Ne'ilat Sha'arei Heichal. And they weren't talking about, everybody's made it, even Rav has made it, you can start Ne'ilah during the daytime, as long as you continue to daven until the very last moment. So he knew that he needed a long time for Ne'ilah, so because of that, he told the shomer of his talis, bring it to me when it's time time for me to say in the Ela. Right. There are many different shitas on this issue, and this is how we'll take it. Anyway, now that it turns out that Ne'ilah is the essential moment of Ne'ilah is at night, according to Rab. So the question is, do you also say Arvit? Or do we say that since this man of Ne'ilah is specifically at the nighttime, so then maybe it should patter Tfilat Arvit also? So as the Gemara, Ne'ilah Marsha Tiftor Shel Erev. Do you also have to daven Ma'ariv, according to this, on Mitzvah Yom Kippur? So Rabbi Abba V'Ravuna B'Shem Rav say, indeed, being as Rav Shita is that it needs to be said at night, that Ne'ilah Poter Shel Erev, that Enochinami, you do not need another Tfilat Arvit. Amalei Rabba L'Ravuna, if you're telling me that Ne'ilah Pater's Arvit, then how do you say Atachonantano? Say, Chumaskir Shel Avdalah, where are you going to say on the Nusach of the Tfilah of Ne'ilah, where are you going to say Avdalah? I mean, you're davening on Yom Kippur now, and you obviously can't be masker but say Yom Kippur on Yom Kippur. So if there's no place to say the Yatachanantan Alachar, there's no way to get away without saying Arvit. Furthermore, says Rabbi Yonel Rababa, and Hech Yosheva Potroch Shmoneh Esrei. How can the seven brachot of Ne'ilah pater a chiev of 18 whole brachot, which would be the chiev of Shmoneh Esrei? That doesn't make sense either. Answers Rababa, well, Omar Lay, he said to Rabbi Yonah, "V'lo kvar itatvat." And then, haven't we already shown that Rav is wrong with this analysis? Why do we have to keep banging on a dead shita over here? Omar Lay, so no, Rabbi Yonah said, because begin the itatvat iftiyot. Do we say that because we have a kasha on Rav, so because of that we don't have to worry about it? We shouldn't even think about it. There's not a chance that we'll ever be able to figure out what it is just because we don't know currently the answer. Maybe in 20 years we'll figure out the answer. So, Mimela, anything that needs to be discussed, we have to continue discussing and keep the issue open until such time as it's settled to our satisfaction. Answers Rabbi Yossi the question that was raised over here by Rabbi Yonah. That Mada Akshin, Rabbi Abba. So what Rabbi Abba asked about where do you say Avdolah, that is a heck of a question. Kashi Yehu, boy, that's a great question. But Mada Akshin, Rabbi Yonah, that's not a good question at all. Look, Kashi Yehu. I mean, because what's the problem? Why can't we just say, Kali Kilolav Mishum Ta'anitos Yesheva Potroch Shmoneh Esrei? I mean, we certainly find that there are times in which we allow you to get away with saying a quick brocha and so on and so forth. So if there is such a pain of the Ta'anit, and he's been the whole day, he's been davening and so on, is it so difficult to believe that the Chachamim were making on him that you don't have to say B'davka 18 brachot tonight, and you can be Yotze just with the Sheva of Ne'ilah? That doesn't bother me. However, what to do about Havdalah is a serious problem. So Rabba Bar Mama, Amar L'Chavraya, so he told Rabba Bar Mama, he told the other Chaverim, Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yose, Rabbi Isa, he said, Morai, basically, it would appear from the way all of you are talking, I mean, that Rav is wrong about this, and that Ne'ilah does not patter Shel Arvit. Even if you can answer things, but something is just not adding up. And Rabbi Simon also was quoting Rishem Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi that Ein Ne'ilah poter Shel Arvit, and Om Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Bon v'Toni Rabbi Chiyakan. It's also a Braita that says not like this Rav, because b'chol yom adam mitpaler shmonah esrei. So you see that you need to say 18 full brachot, and this is even where you would normally be able to be yotze all of it in havinenu, but matzay Shabbos, matzay Yom Kippurim, matzay Ta'anit Tzibur, in those days there's no way to be yotze with havinenu, and you're going to have to say the full shmonah esrei because of this, even though you might think to try to make things easier for him. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman quotes Rishem, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Yom HaKippurim Shechar Liyot B'Shabbat, Af Api She'en Ni'ilah B'Shabbat, Maskir Shel Shabbat B'Ni'ilah. The question is, normally, okay, I understand, there's a Shacharis on Shabbos, a Musaf on Shabbos, a Minch on Shabbos, so obviously when we mention the Brocha, we mention Shabbos together with B'Kadesh HaShabbat V'Yom HaKippurim, but there is no Brocha for, there's no equivalent prayer on Shabbos for Ne'ilah. So does it make sense to mention Yom HaShabbat as a Yom HaKippurim as a There's a question whether it's talking about the opening of the bracha or the closing of the bracha, but in any event, this is not a tefillah of Shabbos. So since you might have thought that because of it you're not maskir, comes along Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi to teach us that afal pi she'ein ne'ilah b'Shabbat, on a normal Shabbat there's no ne'ilah, but on Shabbat that we're Yom HaKippurim maskir she'Shabbat b'ne'ilah anyway. So you say v'titein lanu et Yom HaShabbat hazeh, because once they were metaken a tefillas ne'ilah for the day, so then it's part of the tefillot hayom. The tefillot hayom are the tefillot of Shabbat. Furthermore, Osifun Alei, the Chachamim add that the same thing would be true of Rosh Chodesh, which was Chag Lihiyot B'Ta'anit Tzibur, and even though normally there's no Le'ilah on Rosh Chodesh, but since they were Gezer Ta'anis, then Maskir Rosh Chodesh B'Ne'ilah too. So you have to say anything that is Nogea that day, and this day is a Rosh Chodesh too. Furthermore, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, Rabbi Simon B'Shem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that a Shabbos that is Chal during Chanukah, even though there's no Musaf, obviously, that relates to Chanukah, She'in Musaf B'Chanukah, but Maskir She'Chanukah B'Musaf. Nonetheless, you say Al Anisim in Shabbos Musaf for the same reason. So it's a Yom that is Chayav in these number of Tfilas, or Mela, whatever the Yom is included in those Chayav of Tfilas. Osfun Alei Rosh Chodesh, that's Chal Lihiyot B'Tocha. They added also a similar case where Rosh Chodesh comes out during Chanukah, which of course always happens if Rosh Chodesh Tevet. So Afal Pi She'ein Musaf B'Chanukah, nonetheless, you would say in this Musaf, you would be Masker Chanukah, you would say Al Anisim in the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh for the same reason. What about a Rosh Chodesh Shechal Lihiyot B'Ta'anit? So where would you exactly say the extra tefillas of the Ta'anit? And would there be a din of mentioning them in Musaf, which of course normally you wouldn't have a Ta'anit? This is the way the Haredim changes it. The question isn't Rosh Chodesh, the question is whether you would say the din of Anenu in the Musaf of the Ta'anit. So, I mean, normally you say Anenu really during the Bakosha. So you say it by Goel Yisrael. But by Musaf, where would you say it? If you're telling me that there's a din of Yom Hu Shechayev, I don't see where it could be put. So Rabbi Zaira Omar, you put it into Modim, the Birchat Odaya, basically. And Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal Omar, you put it in the Birchat Avodah, which is, of course, Ritzei. So, because it's similar to Ritzei in that you're being Mavakesh, the nature of Aveda to return. Rabbi Avino Omar, you say it as a separate bracha, a bracha chamishit bifnei atzma. So you say, basically, from the before you say Mekadosh Yisrael v'Roshei Chodashim, after you say Mekadosh Yisrael v'Roshei Chodashim, you then say the special bracha over here of the Anenu, and then you add the Ritzei. So the Anenu comes out to be a separate bracha. So according to him, then the Mekadesh Yisrael V'Roshei Chodashim is going to end before you say the Anenu, which, does that really make sense? Does it make more sense to have it in the middle of the Tefillah after you say the Kel HaKadosh? Rebaba, because Mam Etzino, B'chol Makom, what's the din? Always Anenu is said Omra Bracha Revi'id. Always Rosh Chodesh is said a Bracha Revi'id. So because of that, you don't want Anenu to become the Bracha Revi'id. You need to say the Mekadesh Chodashim as the Bracha Revi'id. And because of that, Anenu is pushed off automatically to the next slot, which is the Bracha Chamishit. But Lamaisa, this is not what was done. Because V'chinafak Uvda, Kehadat Rebaba, the Halacha Lamaisa was Yotze from, like Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal, which is to say it in the Aveda itself, as he says, we said before. And because of that, we don't push off to a separate bracha. B'mei Korin, what would we do for Kriyat HaTorah on a day like this? Or would we read the Parsha of Rosh Chodesh, or would we read the Parsha of Bechukotai of the Brochas for Klolos, which is done on the Ta'anit Tzibur? And they had a bracha different than ours. We, of course, we read from the Tefillah of Moshe about the Egel Azov and so on, and not from Bechukotai. So that there it may well be that there's a difference between types of tanyas, like the Rambam passing. That if you're talking about a tanit that has to do with the dinim of the tanit that are kavuim, which all have to do with, as the Rambam says, the things that happen to us and that we have that did kimaaseinu, and that we have the same tzarot and so on. Seinu chinami over there, that relates back to the Maisa Ego. Ashenkin, if we're talking about, as we are over here, the tanyot that have to do with rain, that's something else. And over there, we read the Natati Gishmechen Beitam, so which is related to Bechukotai. Omeli Rebbe Mana. Well, the answer, I think, would be like this. I mean, the din is that Begin Modaton Kita Anit. Basically, we know that on Rosh Chodesh, that is, Atainis, the Rabbanim wanted you to be Modia to everybody that it's Atainis, and they should be Revi'ina Me'ahon, that they should lie down on their stomachs, so to speak, when it comes to Tachanun. Because even though normally on Rosh Chodesh there won't be a Tachanun, but when there's a Tainis Tzibor, they do it in order that everybody should know. So if they would be doing the Brachot and Klalot in the Kriya Satera, then wouldn't they already know? V'lo yadin di'itanita? So everybody would know. So why would they have to make this Shinui to let people know that it's a Tainis and that they're doing Tachanun, if they're already reading a different Kriya than they normally read on Rosh Chodesh, which is Mashma, that actually should read the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh. Omar Leisit, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Mona, the reason that they do Nefilat Apayim on Rosh Chodesh is nothing to do with letting people know that it's the Ta'anit. It's in order Lohodiacha Shekorim Brachotu Klalot, actually. The point is for people to see that if we're not treating the day like Rosh Chodesh, so that we shouldn't treat the day like Rosh Chodesh either, and we should read the Chukotai instead of the Parsha of Tzavos B'nei Yisrael, in which case it's the other way around. So basically, they should understand that we bedavka read the Kriya of the Ta'anit, because we saw in the Filat Apayim. Rabbi Yehuda and Kaputkia, Omar Kamei Rabbi Yossi B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi. Actually, that's not true. Kor'in B'Rosh Chodesh. The parsha that we read is not B'Chukotai. And come Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi meets up with Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, and he wanted to know, Omar Le, Atshamat Mi'avuch Adam Yilta. Well, this was quoted. People were quoting this in your name. Did you hear it from your father that way, that you're supposed to read Rosh Chodesh? Omar Le, actually not. Abba lo ava amar ken. Abba did not say that. Ela the Ein Tav. He only did that in the town of Ein Tav. And Ein Tav was the mokum where they used to do Kiddush HaChodesh itself. Because al yedei te'inun yadin du reish yarcha, if there's any place where they knew that it was Rosh Chodesh, it's got to be Ein Tav, because that's where Sanhedrin used to meet for that purpose. And because of that, he said, okay, if that's the case, if they know 100% that it's Rosh Chodesh, they should be calling Rosh Chodesh. But every place else, where over there, they can't be sure that it's Rosh Chodesh. Over there, he's Moda, that since you do know that it's a Ta'anit, and that's a Vaday, and the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh is only Mitzad HaSafik until you find out what the best thing was Mekadesh to Chodesh. So because of that, Ein Safik, and therefore it's better to read the Parsha of the Ta'aniyot. Daf Lamed Aleph. Actually, Rav used to call Rabbi Yehuda, because in Tavina Krabonan, then let Rabbi Yehuda Moda. Mashenkin in Tavina Rabbi Yehuda, so then Afrabonan Moda, in which case the whole Maisa with the Talis must have been a reference to Ne'ilah and not a reference to Mincha. Which leads to the next question. So, Binayin Lene'ila, Amr Rabbi Levi. Look, it says, Gam ki tarbu tefila, and then Shomea. But that's because Yadecha Dami Meleu. So, Mashra Mikan, Shikola Marbe betfila. If it doesn't have something that's Ma'akev, in fact, Na'ana. But this is Michlaf Hashitati to Rabbi Levi, because Taman Amr Rabba, Bere the Rabbi, Rabbi Yeshua, the Sichle Mishem Rabbi Levi, that Bechol Etzev, Yem Motar, except for Dvar Svatayim, is Ach Lamachsor, because look, Chana Yadeshi Ripta Betfila, because of that she ended up in Kotzer B'Yom of Shel Shmuel. Because what did she say? Shamrav, V'yashav Sham Ad Olam. So what does Olam mean? Obviously, he's not going to live forever. So, Allah, in Allah, Moshe, Levi, Lechamishim Shana, Dechtiv, Ben Chamishim Shana, Yashu, Mitzvah, Avodah. Wait a minute, but Shmuel didn't live 50 years. Didn't he live 52 years? Amar Rabbi Yosi ben Rabbi Bon. Yes, obviously, but Shtayim Shigamalato. And she didn't come up here yet, right? And yet, Mashenken, here Reb Levi is saying that it's an advantage to be Tarbu Tefillah. How do you explain that? Well, I mean, obviously, Amar Ken Liachid, is he going to say the same thing for a Tzibur? Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Chalafta b'shem Rabbi Meir v'ayakir betali itpalil lifnei Hashem gufa from Chana herself b'kan shekol amar b'betrila na'ana imatai yini'ila rabbonit kisaran amrin itpalgun rav v'Rabbi Yochanan rav amar ni'ila is a reference to the ni'ilat sharei shamayim, which is nightfall, and Rabbi Yochanan says it's ni'ilat sharei ha'ichal, which is around Shkia. Omer Rabbi Yudin unto Dai, Matnit Misael Rabbi Yochanan, the Bishlosha Prakim Akoanim no Simit Kepeyem Arba Pamim Bayom, Bishachrit Bimusaf Bimincha Beninat Sha'arim, and what are those three times? Taniot Mamadot of Yamakipurim. So now how can you say, Yisach Lamema Ni'ilat Sharei Shamayim? You're going to call that the Nisiat Kapayim Bayom? Well, when you see katich mishim shabresh dikli, pass me my talit, and I'm going to pray ni'ilat sharim. Now, this is definitely a contradiction in Rav, because michla fashitate de Rav. If Rav tamanu omer that the meaning of ni'ilah is ni'ilat shari shamayim, and here he's obviously saying that it's ni'ilat shari echal, because he says when you see the sun up in the tree branches, right? So how do you explain that? Omer Rav Matna, yedei de Rav ma'arich b'tzeluta sagin, avi megil ni'ilat shari shamayim. The Ila, once you told me it's at night, Mao Shittipater et Shal Erev. Sure, Baba Ravuna B'Shem Rav said, yes, if you say the Ila, you don't say Arvit. It's Pater et Shal Erev. Omele Rababla Ravuna, I don't get it. So then how is he going to be Maaskir Shal Avdola? Where's that Tachanatana? On Rabbi Yonel Rabbi Abba, I have another question. Hech Sheva Pater et Shman Esrei. What do you have to add more questions for? I mean, we've already shown that we've got a fundamental problem here, no? Velo kvar itatafta. So just because we have a good kash and rab, therefore we shouldn't worry about it. Tibatel, we do our best, and we may come up with a solution, and we have to deal with this problem. Rav Yosef, my the actual baba is indeed kashiyot. Mad Akshav Yona is low kashiyot because Kali Kilo Vishum Tanito, that Sheva should be put there Shmon Esrei. What's the big deal? Rababa Bar Mama, Lomala Chavraya Morai. It seems pretty clear that Min Kulchem Shemai, Cheini Ila Poter Shavarev. Rabbi Simon, B'Shem Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, actually says, Eini Ila Poter Shavarev, and on Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Bon. That Rabbi Chia has in a braita that b'chol yom adam mitpalel shmona esrei b'tzay Shabbos b'tzay Yom Kippurim b'tzay Tanit Zibur, and he has to leave time for a tachanan tana. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman b'shem Rabbi Shimon Levi Yom Kippurim shekal leot b'Shabbat af api she'eini ilan a normal Shabbos, nonetheless he's maskir shel Shabbat b'ni ilah. Also, and the Rabbanan, the Rosh Chodesh, Echal, Yot, Betanit, Sibur, Afa, Pisha, Eni, Ila, Rosh Chodesh, Maske, Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh, Ben, Ila, Rabbi Simon, B'Shem, Rabbi Yeshua, Ben, Levi, Shabbat, Echal, Yot, B'Chanukah, Afa, Pisha, Eni, Musaf, B'Chanukah, Maske, Shechanukah, B'Musaf. Also, and Alei, the Rabbanan, that by Rosh Chodesh, Echal, Yot, B'Tocha, Afa, Pisha, Eni, Musaf, normally, B'Chanukah, but it's Masker Shechanukah B'Musaf Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh Echaliot B'Tanit. Where would he be Masker Shel Rosh Chodesh? Rabbi Ziramar B'Hodaya. It should say Masker Shel the Aninu. So Rabbi Ziramar B'Hodaya and Rabbi Bar Mamla and Rabbi Avoda. Rabbi Avina Omar Omra Bracha Rafiit B'Fnei Atzma. Omer Baba. Mama tzino bechomer kom omra bracha raviyit, avkan omra bracha raviyit, vechen nafak uvda akada de Rabba Abba. Bame korin, on such a day, Rabbi Yossi says, you korin the brachot v'klalot and bechukotai. Omale Rabbi Mona, begin me da'aton, ki ta'anit, they do the raviyin ha-me'ahon in the Tachanon, according to you, v'lo yadin d'hutanid anyway, omaaleh lo diach hashekorin brachot v'klalot. This is the opposite. Rabbi Yudin kaput ki ona kamei Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Yudin ben Pazi korin b'rosh chodesh. Come Rabbi Yosi once in Rabbi Yudin ben Pazi, and he asked him, at shamat mi'avucha ara milta. Omaaleh, actually no, because abba lo avar onake. It, the only time he said it was in Eintar. You did the Inu Yadin to Resh Yarchavada. So because of that, it's Korah Barosh Chodesh. But in all of the places where it's a suffix, so in suffix wants to be Devada instead. We know it's Vada Yataynis, Korim Brachotu Chodesh.